The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And we have some actually insane content coming out in like this month, I would say.
Yeah, the should I just say that we that
you can say whatever you want.
Somebody who shall not be named might have a slight return to Apple leaks this week.
Somebody. We are not dead.
I am not dead.
Shockingly.
Well, I feel like it.
You are still technically sick.
It has been a challenging time. How long was I sick?
I don't know, dude. Guys, welcome to Recycle Bin episode.
Welcome back.
16.
Welcome back you and welcome back us.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Brian
First episode
Chu,
of the year.
Let's reintroduce ourselves. New year, new us. Yeah. Brian, I'm still Brian.
New number, who it is?
You're still John.
I am.
Jern. Yeah, here we go. Oh, okay. You talked about being sick on Genius Bar recently.
Kind of.
But, like,
bit.
What happened to you?
I got the flu. Flu A.
Yeah, because they haven't heard from us in a while.
At first, I did not know I had that. I thought it could have been COVID. It could have been the bird flu, for all I know.
The last day of work we had... We were together, and you had a little cough, and you were like, yeah, I feel like that's the worst it's going to get. And then...
like 24 hours later, I was on my fucking ass.
By the end of that day, you were like, uh-oh. You were like, you're a mess. This is going to be a little shorter episode.
Trying our best.
Yeah.
This is the longest I will have talked.
Right. You were like... you were like, uh-oh. You were like, this ain't good. Uh-huh. And you started getting like warm... before the day was over, I had put a mask on because I'm like, I was starting to like distance myself.
And I was offended. I was like, how dare you? I'm fine.
And then I got out of there and you were dead.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I think I missed it.
Well, like the sick symptoms are whatever. It was the fever that was destroying me. Every day I had a 103 fever.
Dude.
And I would take meds like Tylenol and stuff to... break it. I'd finally break it, be sweating profusely, but like even though I was sweating, I wasn't delirious anymore, I wasn't dizzy, I could like function, and then it would just come back. And so I started to get worried, like, I cannot, through meds and on my own, get this to come down.
That's crazy.
So I was worried, because 103 is kind of too high, especially for
That's
4
high.
Days in a row, 5 days in a row.
Yeah.
And I did something very unlike Jern. I went to the ER.
You went to the fucking doctor.
Can't tell you the last time I went to an ER, but yeah. I went to the ER, got checked out, and they said I had the flu A. I was ready for COVID, because that's what it kind of felt like. I couldn't smell or taste anything, and I was like, oh, here we go. It got COVID again. And I guess, fun fact, if you're watching, there's something called Tamiflu.
Yeah.
That if you have the flu...
If you think you have it.
Yeah. They can give it to you and it can help calm and ease those symptoms immediately.
Like tremendously, apparently.
But there is a window in which you have to do that. I missed the window. Turns out window's like first couple days. I was on day 4 or 5 when I went to the ER. So they were like, there's nothing we can give you. There's nothing we can do for you. You're just going to have to go ride it out. Which still helped me, because my worry was that my fever was so abnormal.
That you were going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when I learned that it's normal, I'm going to have a high fever every day until I don't. So I just, I sucked it up. I went through that. And
a lot of soup.
A lot of
crackers.
Dude, I was like dying on the couch, had not moved for days, was in and out of consciousness, and Byrne was keeping me alive. He would show up at my front door
with groceries
and just drop off soup and stuff.
I would
Gatorade.
Like, dude, I was doing the funniest thing. I was masking up to go. I don't even know how much a help it was, but I got a kid at home. I got a wife. I don't want to bring this there.
Yeah.
So, but I also don't want you to die.
Yeah.
So I would get all the groceries and whatever I was going to get to keep you alive, home cooking, uh-huh. whatever I had for you. And I would bring it in. I'd open your door. And I would like start sliding it towards you. Like there's like a 10-foot, like 15-foot run up to like your couch or whatever uh-huh. that you were dead on. I'd be like, hi, Jern. Okay. I'm just, I try not to breathe too much. I'm uh-huh. like bringing it in. I'd like, here you go. Okay. Here it is. And I'd run man. Out. It was nuts.
Yeah, it was. I don't think I've ever been that sick in my life for
that's
that
crazy.
Long.
And
but
you've net. By the way, up until this point, you really. I mean, you're just not a medical guy.
Mm-mm.
You haven't been getting like a flu shot or anything.
Uh-uh. I don't go outside.
Like, that mindset's changed.
Yeah,
I assume.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I had a flu shot. I just didn't know you had to keep getting them. Like, I thought, you know.
What year did you get the flu shot?
Oh, probably like 2022.
Like, I think you say like 2006.
No, 2022. So I was like, you know, I didn't know you had to keep getting them. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Every season. That's why everybody advertises it all the time. Hey, by the way, come get your free flu shot.
Yeah. Well, that might be my first time having the flu. And it was
it
not.
It fucking sucks.
It was not. Why does it have to last so long?
It used to kill people. So that's probably why. It used to be like a death sentence.
Yikes.
Imagine you're in Victorian era and you come
down
with
that. You'd be so confused.
Everybody would be like, start getting the blood out of him.
Oh, yeah. The leeches.
Get the leeches on him, cut him open, put him under a tree, and he'll get better.
I'm like totally cool now. My voice just sounds a little weird.
Yeah.
I didn't have a voice for a while.
You did.
And then I just have this terribly annoying cough
yeah.
that I wish I could rip my I wish I could just rip my throat out and set it on the table.
Yeah, I'm very I feel very comfortable that you're not going to get me sick. That's why we're here.
Uh-huh.
I thought about like I was like, "Damn, we're about to lose the recycle bin streak." I was like, "Can I just sit on here and talk myself?"
What do you mean the recycle bin streak?
Us uploading every week.
Oh.
We were like committed.
Yeah. We still are committed. I was just out of action.
That's true. But I thought about coming here on my own. And just not having a guess is being like, he's dead. That's just what it is.
Oh, goodness.
We're going to try to make it not too terrible to listen to.
We recorded an episode of Front Page Tech.
Yeah, we have a big episode coming out.
We do. I wonder if it's going to be out the same day they see this. I'm not sure.
It might. Well, hopefully this is going to go out. We kind of gave you as much time as physically possible to recover before we decided to record this.
Uh-huh.
So this might go out very soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's. Okay. Now that we've kind of addressed the you in the room.
The me, yeah.
The dead you. Let's talk shop.
Okay, let's talk shop.
Because
I would like to.
This
yeah.
is the first piece of content we're putting out in 2025.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little
did
late.
You watch the ball drop?
No.
Me either.
I don't care,
that's
bro.
The first year I did not care.
Yeah, I just don't care.
And apparently it went terribly.
I'm sure it did. I was playing World of Warcraft. I was busy. My kid was sleeping.
Yeah,
my wife, she was watching Alien movies.
I really like the run-up of like
the holiday.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. I like doing other stuff while the ball drop is
yeah,
like playing
like
on the
festive.
TV in the background and like.
Yeah.
But I did not give a single shit this year.
I was
sick. I got sick on the 26th
day after Christmas. You were fucking dead. That's nuts. Couple things. I don't know if you're aware of the date.
Mm-mm.
Currently, this is being recorded on January 13th.
Oh
yeah.
Wait, is that Front Page Tech's birthday?
I think that's tomorrow.
Oh,
the 14th. Right?
I always get confused.
It's either today or tomorrow. Either way, happy anniversary.
12 FBT. Years?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This year, you
Jesus.
Guys are going to see a bit of a return to form.
A bit.
In Front Page Tech.
Yeah, I mean, you're about to see it. Like,
yeah.
Imminently.
So, we've been... I mean, the recycle bin's the place to be kind of real with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We're incredibly proud and happy with the doc.
Uh-huh.
But And everybody who has seen it has loved it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it has not gotten as many views as would satisfy us.
No. Lowest viewed video in 6 months, maybe.
Yeah.
And, it, you know, it is what it is.
It is.
I think that just kind of misinterpreted or misjudged the subject matter. Like, there were a few people in the comments and stuff that had said, like, you know, this is a good video, but it was 20 years ago. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I think sometimes it's easy to forget that we...
It wasn't 20 years ago. It was like 15.
It's a long time. We're in tech YouTube space.
Mm-hmm.
And tech YouTube is just more interested in modern, up-to-date stuff.
And we,
what's next, not what was before.
Our ego isn't that big. We can compromise.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we still, just to be clear, we still want to make docs. They're still the most, like, creatively fulfilling and, like, exciting thing for us.
Mm-hmm. And we have a list of them.
Yeah. But we also, like, we're still going to make the show. And we have some actually insane content coming out in, like, this month, I would say.
Yeah, the, should I just say that we, that...
You can say whatever you want.
Somebody
uh-huh.
who shall not be named might have a slight return to Apple leaks
yeah.
this week.
Somebody. Yeah.
Somebody. Uh-huh. Somebody that hasn't leaked anything in probably a couple years.
Yeah.
What happened was... that somebody's me, by the way.
Yeah, it's you.
what happened is... Over the last couple of years, I never, like, lost contact with people over at Apple. I just...
insiders, sources.
Yeah,
right?
Little birdies.
Yeah, birdies.
But I just lost interest in leaking because of the... There's a lot of mental health stuff that people don't discuss, like the late nights, the pressure
paranoia?
Not being able to sleep,
yeah.
the worrying about getting sources caught or fired. And,
yeah.
and that's all, like... The important stuff, and then under that is like, what if it's wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
Because some stuff changes. Sometimes you fall for something that is just not real.
Or it's like a bait, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I very much enjoyed not having to put up with that or do that
yeah,
anymore.
Just going full creative, yeah.
But over the last few years, I have been sent stuff that, you know... Maybe it scratched a little itch. Maybe I was tempted a little bit to like talk about it, but
yeah.
I did not because I didn't want to discuss or show anything unless I was absolutely sure. And even if I was absolutely sure, I wasn't sure if I wanted to leak
yeah.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been sent something last year around WWDC that I thought was fake
yeah.
because it looked so bad.
Uh-huh.
I was like, there's no way. And then... WWDC happened, and it was completely utterly accurate, 100%.
100% accurate.
And like I had sent, yeah. I sent you before.
You're Dub like, Dub. Look at this. Come
yeah.
on.
And it was real.
mm-hmm.
And for those wondering, it was the dark mode in iOS 18.
Yeah, we were like
the darker icons. And
we were like, there's no way. This got to be some like old
it looked
internal
terrible.
Testing. Yeah. And
yeah,
then it made
like
it exactly
the,
made it to
the dark, like the gradient release. Icons and being able to like customize the color. I was like, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way.
Yeah.
And there was a way. They did it. And so that same, obviously, I that helped me trust this person.
Uh-huh.
And they sent me something else while I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And it was within like seconds where I was like,
we gotta
fuck.
Yeah, this is
like,
what we're doing.
Like last year, I was able to have some discipline and
yeah.
self-control and mm-hmm. not say anything. But this is so significant where I'm like, you kind of put me in a corner here.
Yeah, and I want to say that like, I love this podcast because we can be so legit and open about everything we mm-hmm. say. And this is about this. We're not like, I want to address the fact that it almost feels like we're doing a 180 with our content.
Okay.
Because up until like this episode of Recycle Bin, we've been talking so passionately about docs and
mm-hmm.
moving away from like more typical tech FPT content.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed, and it's like on paper, it's like, oh, we got a badly, like the views weren't there on the doc. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, okay, we're going to 180 on that. And it's like, on a surface, that is true. But more so than anything, we want to make stuff that like you guys want to see.
Yeah.
And that is what's like fulfilling to us as well. Like that is a different type. We just had a whole discussion about like
for a couple hours probably.
Yeah, I don't know why we were talking about it, but it was like what it is that I like about shit like WoW. And it's like humans just like number go up. If you see, if you have a number and it goes up and it's a good go up, you want to keep, you want to keep doing that.
Uh-huh.
That's fun. Like we love that. I still think if I were to put together a resume, the Steve Jobs, the iPhone 4 doc would be the number one thing I would show anybody.
Mm, yeah, same.
Because I'm so happy with that. We put up on Patreon at fptdocs.com. We put up our director's commentary. It's like 3 hours long.
It really is.
I love that content. I'm so proud of that. But I also want to make everybody happy. Like the audience and everybody wants us to come back.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that what we found really works is when it's somewhere in between, when we are compromising.
Yeah,
like they're getting
both,
the show and we are trying too hard. Like
we can do that. We can do both things.
Like if you go back the last few months, the content that does the best is like our drive to an interest in upping production value and more effort and better storytelling mixed with something that doesn't take itself as seriously.
Yeah.
And that seemed to work. And like we've been making the show for the same show for 12 years now.
Yeah, we really
And
have.
So obviously Literally. It's had a bunch of different iterations. It's not the same as the first episode, but not even close.
Yeah.
But there were a few years there, like after 2020, where it was very stagnant and that content had like overstayed its welcome. It just was not working. People were not as interested in it.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because like it took no effort or thought from us.
Yeah.
Like
it was on autopilot.
It was so easy to make. We didn't deserve for it to do well.
Right.
And then after the Tim doc, you know, a lot of drastic changes happened in terms of how we make stuff and the risk paid off. And I think that's what makes any growth happen is taking risks like that.
Mm-hmm.
The last doc that we just did was obviously a risk that did not pay off the way we wanted it to pay off. And that's okay because we're still us and we still can make the stuff that we're good at making.
Yeah. And I know it might sound weird like I'm harping on about this, but I feel like I'm doing this because I respect our audience and like honestly how smart our audience is. It's so easy to like write off changes in content as like cash grabs or, oh, they're just doing this because it's for money or whatever.
Well, if that was the case, there'd be 12 episodes a month.
Yeah. Or, you know, all sorts of different, you know, reasons for doing stuff. And I just want to be upfront and be like, no, this is why. There's really no deeper reason.
Uh-huh.
It's like we are dictated by the community. If we were just focused on being creatively satisfied, we would just keep making docs and say, fuck you guys. Fuck everybody who doesn't like this. Like, I don't care what you guys think.
Yeah.
I want to do this. But it's like, we're in it together.
Well,
like,
yeah,
I don't want to deprive people of good content.
Yeah.
And I know we can make good content on almost anything, honestly.
Yeah, it's they are the like barometer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And it's instant. Like, we have instant reactions and we're told instantly if what we did was good or bad.
Yeah.
If the move we just made was good or bad. We don't have to guess or wait. That's what it's all about. And the creators that I really looked up to and that I put on a pedestal growing up, they aren't around anymore because they started making the wrong moves, their audience pushed back, and then they blamed the audience.
Yeah.
They just assumed the audience was wrong.
Yeah.
And they never recovered from that. And obviously, that's not what we want to do.
No. And, like, you know, it wasn't surprising to me, but we received our fair share of, like, negative-leaning comments about the iPhone 4 doc.
Mm.
And that like provoked some like almost like arguments in the comments on like podcasts and the doc itself.
Specifically here on Recycle Bin, yeah.
Well, I think that's just because this is the forum. So this is just a general call out to like, we hear everything you guys say. I love to read the comments, and I just want you, like, I want everybody to know that we listen. Like, yeah. If you guys are worried about FPT going away, about like the show itself going away, it is not. If you're worried about docs going away, they are not. If that is what you're most looking forward to out of us, fptdocs.com, the Patreon, is where that is all going to happen. First and foremost, like news and updates are going to hit there first. If all you care about is when Jern wants to leak something, FPT on YouTube, that's the place.
Yeah.
Like, we're not leaving anybody in the dust. We listen and we do not judge.
Yeah, we do not judge. I think, like, you know, there have been some very passionate
animated
comments on specifically on Recycle Bin content, which is obviously those comments are easier to see.
Yeah.
They might be on our other content, but they're definitely easier to see here. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, your first instinct might be like, well, fuck that person. But also the fact that they care that much,
that
they had an emotional response to like
changes
they assumed we were making or content they assumed was gone or like, you know, I also appreciate that. And I just want everyone to know that, like, we're all a team. Like, no one needs to panic. Like, no one needs to make any rash decisions. We'll navigate the waters with you. Everything doesn't have to be so reactive. And we'll work through it. It'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. And, like, we're not, like, a big company. It's just me and you.
Yeah.
Like, we're just making stuff for people who want to see it. And if you guys, like, if... By the way, just going to say it, new set design on the new content coming out. But like, if for some reason somebody was like, the audience at large was like, wow, we fucking hate this set.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to go.
There's a chance.
Yeah. We're not going to go, no, you're wrong.
Yeah.
We're going to go, all right, fair enough. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
we'll make a new one.
The OG, the OGs are going to be so hurt.
Oh, you think so? Yeah. But yeah, no, I've been so excited to record another Recycle Bin because I value how open and like communicative we can be with the audience. And I feel like everybody loves that shit so much. Like, I don't see enough creators being open about like the process, and like sometimes you got to course correct.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. That's actually one of the best things about what we do is that we can get instant feedback and we can go, that didn't work. You're right. Let's keep moving.
It's like pro wrestling.
It fucking is. I was about to say, legit, I almost opened the show with, Recycle Bin has come back to your RSS feeds or whatever. Whatever the joke was going to be. To your apps of choice. But let me check. Okay. Yeah, let's tell you what. Quick ad break. Be right back. Because remember, Recycle Bin is a community-driven show. So while this ad break is happening, go ahead and give us a call. See if I remember it. 404. Uh-oh.
You got it.
I already looked. 919-5530 is the number. 404-919-5530. Call us. Leave us a voicemail. We have a few to listen to when we come back. But I had to pick some different ones because a lot of them were very topical. And it's been a minute since we've recorded.
It has been.
We're going to get a new batch in. So be right back. This episode is sponsored by Mint Mobile. 2025 is here and Mint Mobile has a resolution for you. Skip that gym. Skip the fad diets. Skip all the BS resolutions you'll forget about by next month. Instead, make a resolution to save some serious cash by making the switch to Mint Mobile. And right now, you can get half off their 3-month unlimited plan.
Even I dropped my major carrier because they were charging too much because I found out that Mint Mobile only asks you for $15 a month. That's for their unlimited plan. And all plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can bring your own phone. You can bring your own number. You lose nothing by doing this and you gain everything. Switch to Mint and new customers can get half off an unlimited plan until February 2nd to get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free. Go to mintmobile.com/recyclebin. That's mintmobile.com/recyclebin. $45 $0 payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on the first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes and fees and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Good job.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Thanks for listening to ads. If you did.
Thank you.
Or if you skipped
so
them.
So great.
Well, you know, you got to do what you got to do. Yeah. You know, we get a lot of people who I can tell that they're listening in the car. And then we give them the number, maybe the call to action. Then they call us from the car. Mm-hmm. I love that shit. that is like where I consume podcasts. I don't know if that's for you. Mm-hmm. Like, that is where I listen to that content. I don't know why. I
usually listen like bedtime.
Really? I can't do bedtime. I got to fall asleep to like a YouTube video.
I cannot sleep in silence.
My favorite, I used to work for FedEx while we were taking a break. I was like delivering shit and managing whatever, blah, blah. But while I was on the
while
road.
While we were taking a break.
Yeah. While I was on the road, that was like my favorite content to consume. Like I would like jam out to music and stuff, but podcasts, I don't know. Mm. Like it, I all of a sudden, because I, you know, me more so than you, I've had a spattering of like blue collar work. Mm-hmm. But like that is like, I got it all of a sudden. When I was doing that, like I all of a sudden understood like the obsession with radio shows and like how Howard Stern has been so popular for so long. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need something to fucking keep you moving.
Yeah.
And like you can kind of turn your brain off about what's like physically happening and you can just be like, this is great. I'm being entertained through
I'm
my
somewhere
ears.
Else, yeah. Well, it helps that this one sounds so good.
It does.
Yeah. Maybe not this week because I sound like Nosferatu.
I got to see that, dude. I got so many movies. Okay. I don't know if the listeners, audience at large, knows this. You name things constantly.
I do.
The hard drive that is plugged in to this ninja that's recording the podcast is named Kevin. Mm-hmm. In Sharpie. Kevin is written on there. Before Kevin.
Fred. Yeah.
So
he's been lost. And rest in peace, Fred. He was lost in some travel. I don't know. MIA.
Why do you got to name things? What's up with that?
What would you call them?
The item?
No.
Like, I drive a Bronco Sport, a Ford Bronco Sport.
Yeah, and we don't call it a Ford Bronco Sport, do we?
You call it the Bonco.
Because that's what it is. You call it Bonco, too?
To you.
It's that's like, what it is, Bonco.
Something about you brings out these names.
That's how you refer to things that are personal in your life.
But you got so many weird names for things.
But
you,
like
even
when
Sam on Genius Bar, you call him Samothy.
Well, I mean, or Lefty Bobefty. Like, there's many names. But like, what is?
It's like your love language.
What is the issue when I have to grab the hard drive, like right before we record? What do you say? Grab Kevin.
I do say, hey, where's Kevin?
See?
It's easier. You got eyes on Kevin?
You're associated with that thing more. It's not just an item in your life.
Have you cleared Kevin off? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love cars, bro.
Like, do you love
so
your Bronco?
Much. I like my Bronco. Yeah. It sometimes the Bronco Sport gets a bad rap. It's not like it got some good reviews, but it's also like a compact SUVs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They, depending on how Ford or other companies make the drivetrains work and things like that, and they combine different assets from different vehicles, like they can make things more unreliable. Mm-hmm. Like one of the reasons that like Toyota and Honda vehicles are so insanely reliable, and like Ford has a lot of reliable engines, like combustion engines too, is because they've been in use, like that platform has been in use for like a decade or more. Uh-huh. So sometimes when they do new stuff, it
gets a little hairy.
Yeah, like the big Bronco is an incredibly unreliable vehicle.
Oh.
Because it's like
big Bronco?
Yeah, the big Bronco. It's like an amalgamation of a Ford Ranger. Mm. And it's been like modified.
Well, the Maverick is built on the Bronco platform, the Bronco Sport, isn't it?
I honestly don't think so. I think the Maverick might be built on its own. I could be wrong.
I don't think it is.
Car guys, let us know.
Just Google it. We have a laptop.
I guess you're right. Okay, let's see. What platform Ford Maverick built on? Let's see. AI says the C2 platform. Oh, you're right. Built, used by the Ford Escape and the Bronco Sport. Well, look at you.
Hey.
But yeah, no, it's just last bit of car talk. I fucking love cars. My favorite car YouTuber is the Topher. Oh my God.
Everyone loves Topher.
I watch everything he uploads.
Marquez loves Topher.
Yeah, clearly. but yeah, man, I love little sports cars. I love JDM. That's like Japanese sports cars. Gearing up once the weather's better, I really want to get my hands on either a GR86 or a Subaru BRZ.
I care not at all. I want to have a truck always.
You've wanted a truck for so long.
I had a Dodge Dakota Sport
that
I really loved.
You had a 2003 Dakota that I blew up.
Yeah. Well,
it blew up, but it was in my, I was driving it at the time. Yeah.
Do you remember having to pull over on the side of the road to dump a gallon of water?
Yeah. We almost died in that truck.
Yeah.
Have we told that story? Yeah. We were driving this was 2014?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was the first day I had it.
Yeah, we had driven. It was getting cold. It was
front wheel drive?
Man.
Which was the problem?
I don't remember. Yeah, I think it was. We were on our way to pick up some Taco Bell, which was about a 20-minute drive.
We went to
drive.
Walmart.
It was
this
Walmart.
Happened on the way back home.
You're right. We were on our way home, which was about a 20-minute drive on the freeway, and it was a little later, and it had been snowy, mixy, icy, and we didn't have any weight in the back, and we were listening to Phil Collins. And all of a sudden, we hit a patch of ice, and we started spinning.
Keep in mind, we are what lane are we in?
We were in the...
Were we in the center? Because we weren't on the right.
We were in the left lane, because you were fast driving. Because, we were 20 at the time or whatever. You were fast driving.
This is probably the closest we've ever been to actual death.
Yeah, so I think we actually started spinning right, if I remember correctly.
We really take for granted how well that went.
Yeah, we rotated fully around as we drifted across.
There are semis over here. We somehow missed everyone else.
Yeah, we drifted across three, including our lane, three lanes of traffic while rotating.
And then we end up head first, head on with... the pole that holds the signs, the big pole on the freeway.
It was
the big green sign.
Yeah,
and I make a last minute decision to not go on at first, and I tried to whip the truck around so the bed of the truck would hit. So I whip it around, bed of the truck misses, and we slide gracefully into the grass.
Into the grass, and we just sit there for a while.
True Colors is still playing.
Yeah. And the best part about that story is that first of all, we just drove home. And we're just well, that was fucked up.
Yeah. Nothing got broken or damaged.
We drove home very, very safely and cautiously.
We have a picture of that somewhere of our tire marks through the snow into the grass.
You're right. We got to find that.
Yeah.
That is also the second traffic incident I was in while you were driving.
G6?
Yeah, the Pontiac. The only times that I've ever been in a traffic collision, even though I drove professionally for a while, was with you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I had a Pontiac G6 that had, it was a coupe, and it had sports tires on that I did not put on.
It was
owner
a
did
GXP,
it.
Right?
Yeah, and should never have had that car.
You were 18 when you got it, 17?
17. I wrecked it 12 hours after I got it. We bought that car. I remember buying that car.
Oh, wow.
Being all day at the dealer or whatever. I went there for a Cobalt.
Yeah.
And I got talked into
the Pontiac
because I made the mistake of telling them how much money I had ready to put down. And they were like, oh, well, let's pull this up. So the next morning before school, I take my friend to he had to drop his car off at a
shop to get his
mechanic.
Fixed.
Yeah,
yeah.
So on the way back, there's a stop sign where you have to turn left or right. If you turn left, there's another immediate right.
Yeah,
and that was the way I had to go. So I turn left and I floor the car. Around the other turn.
It's like 7 in the morning,
yeah,
by the way.
I slide right into a stop sign. Just cause $40,000 damage on the side of the...
$40,000 is a bit intense.
How much was it?
I don't know, but it wasn't...
It was a lot of...
That
it was
car
like,
wasn't even worth 40
it was
grand.
A, it was like...
It was a lot for at the time.
No, the issue was that they weren't being made. So to get those parts...
Oh, I see. Okay.
It was not worth doing that, but...
Either way, it was a lot of money.
Because they put it back together with parts from that. I forget what they had to repaint stuff with a door from some other thing.
Yeah.
And the whole side of the car, I hit the stop sign and I just kept driving. It was yeah. like, nope, that didn't happen. And I pull over because the car is not going to move the way it's supposed to.
Yeah.
My mirror's gone. My driver door was smashed in. So it's like I couldn't get out that way. And then I was picking you up.
You know, the best part of this, you pulled up to pick. I was like, I knew you were on your way.
Uh-huh.
You were picking me up to go to fucking high school. And I was like hanging out in front of my house. It was like a cool, like a nice, I don't know, fucking October day.
Mm-hmm.
And you pull up passenger side facing me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the good side.
Yeah. And that's, I was just like.
I don't remember how I reveal it.
That was the first time you were showing me the car. I was like, that looks awesome. Uh-huh. Great car. And then the friend that was with us, he was laughing his ass off. And I was like, what? And he's like, I remember him being like, go around. Look at the whole thing. And then I saw the damage, and you were so ashamed and mad.
So
you were
terrible.
Very upset.
So then I had to show, I never lived that down.
No.
Because I had to show up to school with a brand new car that I immediately fucking trashed.
And we told everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody
that,
laughed at you.
I had so many problems with that car. I got it stuck in the snow one time in the school parking lot.
Me and other friends had to dig you out.
Yeah, dig me out. There was a time where I
oh, God.
It's probably a couple times you don't even know about. There was a time where I was driving. This was with you. We were driving, again, winter, sports tires. Already wrecked the car once, shouldn't be in the car.
Uh-huh.
You know, they rebuilt it through good vibes and hope.
Yeah.
And we are going slow, but we just so happen to just, you know when that happens?
Yeah.
On an icy road, you just,
yeah.
And then we're slowly going elsewhere
mm-hmm.
until we like fall into a ditch in a mailbox. And like,
is this you're referring to our incident,
yeah.
right? So we again fully spun around.
We did spin.
We went into like a drainage ditch and then had enough momentum to kind of come out of it, and we got mm-hmm. some air.
Yeah,
we basically kickflipped somebody's mailbox.
Yeah.
And like destroyed it.
Yeah,
like we just fucked up their mailbox, and then eventually like they came out.
Uh huh. And we weren't screaming.
We were
didn't
fine.
Scream or anything. We just kind of sat there like, oh
yeah, we were fine. Car was
it had to get towed out, like pulled out.
Yeah,
of there
we had to ride in some dude's tow truck.
And then another time where the mechanics were like, it's Cash. Done.
Yeah, the
like,
frame
they
was
said
bacon.
I baconed
right?
yeah. The,
yeah,
yeah. And
Goodness.
They still, I still had to fix it.
They should have taken it away from you.
They fixed it again. There was another time where I was in Pennsylvania on a really tiny road, and I went to reverse out of a driveway, and I fell back into another ditch.
Oh my
like
God.
Backwards.
I don't think I knew that.
There was one of the craziest fucking things that I can't believe. Like, if I just paid attention a little bit,
uh-huh.
things like this wouldn't happen. I was picking my brother up from a church.
Oh, I remember this.
You do?
I drove by this church a couple days, like a couple, maybe like a week ago, and I was like, I have a memory of something
yeah.
happening in this parking
yeah.
lot, and I told my wife Bridget uh-huh. about it.
Did you remember what it was?
Yeah. So can I, if I can guess, because this would be hilarious if I could get it right. Uh-huh. Didn't you either drive onto or back up one of those tension wires that holds up a telephone pole?
Yeah, I backed up into it.
That was it.
I backed
you,
up
onto
up it.
Yeah, up it. My God.
My car was 45 degrees like in the air, stuck on this wire.
What?
And I had to call, and it's the same town where I went to high school, and
yeah.
everyone knows the reputation.
Small
town. So the fire department shows up, and they're like...
And they're all kids we kind of went to high school
yeah,
with.
Yeah, they're like, God damn it.
Yeah,
like,
they're all volunteer high school kids that we went to school
oh,
with.
Oh, it was terrible.
You
yeah.
also, you've forgotten this probably. You, I think more than once, you drove away from a gas station with a pump attached.
I did.
Oh, yeah. He forgot that one.
Ripped it completely.
Did you return it?
Yeah, I like...
Okay.
I drove out. It was... Speed check.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And
I know.
I drove out. I felt like a little... and I look out the mirror and the fucking... Yeah,
yeah,
just like waving. So I come back in. The guy that worked there who knew us was like,
yeah.
not our friend, but like knew us for years.
It's a small community. Everybody knew everybody.
We would walk there after school or like...
Get monsters
yeah.
and chips, yeah.
He would give us free stuff all the time.
Nice guy.
He
still
he,
works there.
He had come out... Because he saw it
yeah.
on the camera, And so I pull in and I'm like, I am so sorry. Yeah. And he's like, it's okay. Happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I guess like they are made to release.
Yeah, they do.
Like if that happens.
Uh-huh.
So you don't pull the whole thing down.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't want the whole fucking infrastructure coming down.
Yeah. I can't like,
you're
to
a
this
mess.
Day, I'm still paranoid about that. I like double, triple check. Like, yeah.
Hey, just because now, so this has been a long time. you're an older, wiser Jern.
Okay.
You have not had any traffic issues or crashes or anything insane happen.
I did run into
a what?
When we were in the U-Haul, I hit something on like but at a gas
station. I thought we were going to take that to the grave. It was like 3 in the morning and you were driving the U-Haul.
Yeah.
We were very tired.
Big U-Haul.
It was pretty big. And you were trying to get gas and you kind of in the middle of the U-Haul between the wheelbases you clipped that cement frame that protects the pumps.
It did its job.
You kind of clipped it.
Uh-huh.
It was a little clip.
But the sound like, you know,
it was like, a concerning
even
sound.
Though it was a small thing, like it's still like that's a massive object just getting stopped in its tracks.
And to be fair, there was no damage to the U-Haul.
No, there wasn't.
Well, there was a little paint, but it wiped off.
Mm.
It was all fine and dandy.
Yeah.
You're a good driver, is what I'm trying to say, especially since Larry, your Maverick, drives himself for the most
part.
Oh,
it's great, yeah.
So,
it's great.
You're much better.
Well, it's just like, you know what it is?
What?
I'm just slower. Like, I'm not in such a hurry.
That's true.
Like, I don't know why.
You're not a dumb 20-year-old anymore.
Yeah, I don't know why I was not, and I'm not even saying, like, I was speeding. I just did not pay attention. I was always, no one backs up over a cable that's holding a telephone pole up unless you're just not paying attention.
Yeah.
No one pulls the fucking nozzle out of the gas station thingy, the pump, unless you're not paying attention.
I, honestly, we've been down such a memory lane here.
Think about what has to happen. I pump the gas and go, okay,
yeah.
I just walk away.
Yeah, you did do that.
Huh.
That's a very you thing.
Huh.
We've been down such a memory lane here. I forgot we were doing voicemails.
Oh, yeah. We have another one, I'm sure.
We have a couple more. Okay. Send us your hilarious, goofy, teenage traffic incidents.
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Got a couple more here. Now we'll do the easy one first.
Oh, no.
Do you want no bacon in unlimited games, or unlimited games and no bacon, or just nothing at all? Okay, love you. Bye.
What?
Okay, the question, if you couldn't hear it.
Is it what I think it is?
Do you want no bacon and unlimited games, video games, or unlimited bacon and no games, or do you want nothing at all?
That's such an easy answer. I will take the no bacon and unlimited games. And I don't even care about games that
much.
I extra don't care about bacon.
I have...
So overrated.
That's why I picked this. I have moved on from bacon.
Yeah, it used to be like the greatest thing I could think of. And it just like having... Like, do you remember we would get bacon, twirl it, and put it on a sheet and bake it?
We were so obsessed with bacon. Yeah.
That sounds horrific.
Yeah, it's so greasy.
That sounds disgusting. I cannot believe people do that.
You know what I think? I think it was Epic Mealtime. I think they ruined it.
How?
I don't know. Just saturation.
Oh, wrapping everything in bacon?
Yep. I think the memes and everything, I think people got burned out on it and everybody went, you know, bacon's actually kind of mid.
Yeah, as I got older, it's just not good. It's not that good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I will... Sometimes if it's like a breakfast or a hotel breakfast or something, and there's like a one thing of bacon, that might...
One thing of bacon sounds nice.
And it's nice and crispy, like, yeah, you might get me.
I don't even like bacon on a burger anymore. It's aight. I'd rather just have a burger.
I agree.
I want veggies.
You know what's extra terrible?
Hmm.
Pre-cooked bacon that you buy at the store, the little like pre-cooked strips that you just supposedly throw in the microwave, those are...
I like those.
They're horrible and greasy and bad.
Oh, you know what?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I use them differently.
Do you just eat them straight off the...
I put them on like subs or like grinder sandwiches, you know?
Yeah.
When I'm making like
a
fancy sandwich.
Yeah, like even a sub, I don't care about bacon anymore.
Even though your Jimmy John's order comes with bacon.
Yeah, but it's like not the thing that... That used to be the thing that did it for me.
Yeah, you're right.
But now what does it is salt and vinegar chips put in there for the crunch, not the bacon.
So yeah. Sorry, I feel like we must have just assaulted people with a very, like, bad take.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not bad. It's true. I think everyone at a certain age will realize.
Yeah.
They'll understand.
Bacon has a place. I love making some breakfast for dinner. Uh-huh. Like the other night, I made some nice scrambled eggs, mm-hmm. fried up some sausage patties, and I like to do tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
I'll air fry tater tots, and before they're like nice, like before they're crispy, I'll throw them in a pan and smash them down.
Ooh.
So they're all smashy mm-hmm. and crispy. And then I either do like a tortilla or I get some salsa and some nice Mexican cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I like the breakfast Mexican stuff. I'll fuck with some bacon in that context or some chorizo.
I was just going to say, chorizo is also disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I used to love it so much.
I'll take like a tablespoon.
It's a quantity issue.
Yeah.
For both bacon right. and chorizo.
Yeah, like I used to think a pound of bacon was like a lot of, like that. I was like, wow, I can go through this yeah. right now. I'll eat this whole pound uh-huh. of bacon. And now I'm like, I would like a strip.
To think that we used to sit there with an actual plate of bacon as a snack,
oh.
like ate multiple strips of bacon. You know that there's only 1% DNA difference between a chimp and us?
No. Okay, I don't think I did know that.
There's 1%. But look at how large that discrepancy is. Even just that 1%. We know things that chimp could not possibly comprehend. We know that space exists.
Yeah?
We've been there.
This chimp... To be fair, they have too.
A chimp has no fucking idea. We are... This is what separates us from people that currently like bacon. We are just 1% above you.
Oh.
We are 1% smarter. And when you get old enough... Maybe you'll get there. Maybe you'll see that bacon actually isn't all that. It's not that great. But for right now, there's a 1% difference separating us, and that 1% is bacon.
I really... Two things.
Mm-hmm.
I was really waiting for that to take a turn to flat Earth.
No.
Second thing, I really hope the listeners are excited to see you return to form here. Because I feel like this journ has been hidden under veils of sick.
I think that everyone... When you get older, you know what? As I've gotten older, you know what I've realized the most?
What have you realized
the most? The people that were older than me that would try to give me advice that mm-hmm. I would laugh at because I was a know-it-all kid.
Yeah.
They were right about most things they said.
Yeah, I had a similar thought recently.
Like, it's almost like there's a reason those things are said by so many people eventually.
Yeah.
This is one of those things. You don't need to, you don't, right now you're sitting there going, there's no way. Bacon's the greatest thing ever. But when you get older, you're going to be old and gray and you're going to be like, you know what? Jordan and Byrne were right.
It's mid.
I will expect an email.
I was having a discussion with Bridget and I was like, I've heard this all my life and I thought it was a funny, like a thing people just say, like a saying, but it's that saying of like, youth is wasted on the young.
Mm.
Oh, dude.
Oh,
it's
Jesus
so true,
Christ.
Dude. It's so true.
Oh, terrible.
Like, I've been... I like that we act like we're ancient.
We're not, but...
you're going to be 32 this year.
Okay. There's no reason for that.
I'll be 31 in April. It feels like... it's noticeable now, right? Like, you can notice it.
There was not a single day in my 20s where I'm like, I could just suddenly accidentally die.
What?
Like in my 20s, in my 20s, you never think about that. You're
it's
just
so
like,
cold down
here. I have so much time left. I'm invincible. But the second I turn 30, it's just like every day is a gift. Any day. Like,
what is wrong with
you? Okay, listen. If I had a heart attack at 24, that would be like tragic and like, how?
Yeah.
If I have a heart attack tomorrow, you'd be like,
no.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Definitely not okay. I was going to say that about 5, 6 p.m. I started getting a little tired.
Oh,
that
okay.
was all.
Yeah, basically what I said.
Yeah. But you're like, I could go any day now.
Like, I mean, that's like, if I died, it's right now where I am, it's the middle of like.
You're very healthy.
Where people die.
Uh-huh. So
where, like, if you're going to die early, it starts. Like, if it's in the plans that you're going to die early, it's going to happen in your 40s.
What you're saying is it stops being a tragedy and starts becoming, like, shocking.
Yeah, it's like...
It's like, it goes from unthinkable in your 20s to, like, oh, well, that's a little early.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not, like, unheard of.
The odds go up. You're right. Okay.
If you hear a 24-year-old die, a 29-year-old, you're like, holy fuck. Kurt Cobain is still talked about. He was 27, blew his... You know what happened.
Thank you for censoring yourself. He blew his,
you know what happened. People still talk about him. If he was 32, We wouldn't.
I think we probably wouldn't.
Nah.
Yeah. Uh-uh. I'm thinking so.
Nah. If I die in my 30s, if I am told by a doctor, not looking good, I'd be like, you know what? That tracks.
You know what? Yeah. Okay. You know what? I'll let you go. You're just courting the abyss.
I mean, think about it.
You're dancing with death here.
When you're laying there in bed, or just sleeping, and so it's just you and your thoughts, you don't think one day I'm just gone.
Oh, like, I mean,
I will not be here.
I think we all have.
But then you think about that so much that you are on your deathbed. Like, you can put yourself in that moment where, like, I got 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then I'm gone.
I mean, you're talking about thought everything. Experiments. This started with bacon. This started with bacon. Got away from us. This got away from
us
a little bit.
As it usually does.
Yeah. All right. One more. This is a fun one.
Sorry. Hey, guys. This is Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
So I found out about John through Chris Perillo's Daily
Vlog. Oh, shit.
Years ago. And it was right when he was creating his channel. Or I guess I should address you as you.
You were creating FPT.
I think. Anyway, dude, the documentary is crazy. It's so good. Look what you guys have done. Look what you've built. I've seen pretty much every video you guys have put out, and I'm not a very active person in chat or in like communities and stuff like that. But I did, I was just compelled to say, wow, great job, guys.
Oh,
well, Jesus.
Thanks, Mitch. Yeah, bringing it back to reality away from the insanity
of the bacon. I think
we
needed that today.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's too easy, Like, and we already talked about it at length, but like, when, I don't know how universal a feeling like this is, but when you put a lot of effort, when you put a lot of effort into something, like an important project to yourself, if it's creative or work-related or whatever, and even if it misses the mark by a little bit, that doesn't feel that good, So, like, I think it's important to just, I'm not patting ourselves on the back, but my wife's dad, he might even hear this podcast.
He probably will.
He watched the doc, and he really liked it. And that felt really good because he's just a normal guy.
Yeah.
He's just a normal dude working a normal job. He doesn't got a foot in the tech community. He's not, an eternally online person. And him, first of all, he said, because him and his daughter, my wife, were talking on the phone. And he was like, tell Jern and Burn they did a good job. And that fucked me up. Because I'm only Burn here.
Yeah.
And maybe like in like gaming stuff, like communities. So like hearing him say that fucked me up. It was like universes colliding.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just want to say that I'm proud of what we make as a whole. And I love this podcast too. And I can't wait for the rest of the year to come to
happen. Like, so the doc is getting closer to like 200K views, which, compared to our stuff previously, it's not even half of what we were getting.
Yeah.
But I suppose if you showed that to Jern and Burn living in the trailer park, having $50 that we split each for groceries for the month.
Yeah, frozen pizza and peanut butter. Yeah.
Pretty good. And our giant pots of ramen noodles.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. If you showed that to them, number one, if they watched it, I don't think they would believe it.
No.
But they but like 200,000 views would seem like so unattainable. We were getting 300 views.
For a long time. 312 views?
If we got 1,000 views, like that
was... We celebrated.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
We were like, what do we do right?
Like, do you remember when we put out our first FPT now and it got like 15,000 views? We were famous.
Yeah,
we
that made was it. Yeah.
So, I'm proud of us too. I just, these are the moment. This is like how people get better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We can't get better without like talking about it, looking at it.
Yeah, I don't think at any, never mind.
Oh.
I was going to say, I don't think at any stage in all of this did I have an ego problem, or did we have an ego problem?
Oh.
But I definitely did for a period of time.
Yeah, I mean, both of us have grown and developed as, like, content creators and entertainers and just people.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, I mean, more than anything, we're just people first and foremost.
Yeah.
You know? And it's a big fucking, big, long journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And a Bernie.
And a, wow. Well, you know what? I think we got to call it there. I think that's a great ending
note.
Isn't
it weird that, like, if I died.
Okay. Going back to this.
Like, you're still Burn.
Yeah.
Like, I made that up. And you're just stuck with that.
It's your legacy.
I'm stuck with Jern.
If, yeah.
But isn't it, like, isn't that weird how someone else that's not you can make a little impact like that?
Mm-hmm.
You call yourself Burn in video games. And, like, people in WoW, they know you as Burn.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Yeah, I guess that's the ripples we make, huh?
The webs we weave.
Oh, okay. We're really leaving on a philosophical note.
Oh, that's you usually how this ends, I think.
You want to say anything else off the wall before we go?
No. I do feel bad about Kurt Cobain. I didn't mean to laugh.
It was the shock of it all.
Yeah, it was the shock.
It was. You have a little bit of a track record laughing at some tragedies.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
Oh,
you
can only cry for so long. There was that guy on the steam rocket that you laughed really hard at for a very long time.
I mean, Kurt Cobain, that's tragic, and he was in a very, very bad place to even consider doing something like that.
Am I going to have to cut you off here? You good? You gonna keep it civil?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead. But?
Kurt Cobain, that's a tragic thing.
Uh-huh.
And where his mindset had to be to even consider doing something that like that, let alone actually doing it, is a horrible tragedy of humanity.
Correct.
And
okay.
It's just terrible.
Yes.
Steam Rocket guy. I mean.
One last time, guys. 404-919.
I mean.
5530. Give us a call. Clearly, you guys make the show.
The Steam Rocket guy would be like taking the shotgun and go, wonder what'll happen if I do this. And then you're surprised.
That's horrendous.
I'm just saying.
What a terrible picture to paint.
He.
Give us a call.
404-919-5530 is the number you can call.
I like how I just. Oh, okay. I'm trying to end it.
If they don't know who Steam Rocket guy is?
I think they're. Go watch last episode.
Steam Rocket guy.
You don't really need the
He launched himself in the air to prove that the Earth was flat. His parachute with a steam rocket that he made himself, probably mm-hmm. with his own bare hands. He goes a little bit up in the air, parachute leaves immediately, and then through the clouds.
Oh my God!
Through the clouds, you just see a little something
yeah.
falling really slow all the way down, and then
we talked about it.
And then
that's really what happened. Yeah, we talk about it is the legacy.
I mean,
I just wanted to say that we had like things to say, and it was fun to talk about random things. But you guys really make us go nuts.
Like, I mean, yeah,
the questions you guys send really, really provoke us. I don't know why.
You really like when we were talking about death, and then you were like, we were talking about bacon. That really put it in perspective of how.
Yeah.
This is an unhinged podcast.
It is.
For unhinged people.
This is. It starts off really civil and normal, and it always
ends
weird.
It was really normal until after the ads.
Yeah.
Do you think subconsciously we're like, okay, we did our responsibility, we were professional.
Let's go crazy. Yeah. Okay. Actually, time to go. Thanks for watching, listening, and I hope you liked episode 16. We'll be back here next week for another
episode
one.
Episode 16?
I think. Of the new ones?
This is the longest.
Okay, bye.
Bye.